You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Isaiah 41, verses 13 to 20. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make of you a threshing sledge, new, sharp, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. And you shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel, you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, that men may see and know, may consider and understand better, that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. So this passage is another promise clearly given to Israel at a time when they were feeling very low. And the first image is that he says, I'm holding you firm, or I like the rendering of the message. It says, I have a firm grip on you, so that God isn't just watching over us, but he's actually holding on to us, a little bit like a parent, a frightened child. And it moves then to this image of a deep experience of fragility, you know, a worm, an insect. And what God promises is that he will take this experience of fragility and turn it into strength, becoming strong and being used by the Lord. Again, the message says, I will take you and turn you from an insect to iron. This is a theme of what happens when the Lord with his Holy Spirit comes into us, that a new confidence, a new strength, a new sense of purpose suddenly invades us. And it then moves to the third image, which is the image of seeking water. Now, if you live in Michigan, as I do currently, seeking water is not much of an issue because it's everywhere. But if you ever go to Africa or many parts of the Middle East, water, the issue of water is a real topic. And what he promises is that he will change the wilderness, the place of dryness, into a pool. And of course, if we know the history of the Exodus, this happened really, that he provided water. He suddenly, water came out of a rock. But it's also a spiritual reality that when we are in the wilderness, in a place of dryness, in a place of challenge, he provides the water of the Holy Spirit. And it closes by giving a very interesting answer. Because the question, when you hear all these promises, is why does God do this? And of course, part of it is because he loves us. He loves Israel and he loves each one of us. But it also says that men may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. So he works these miracles to show his infinite power, and that people can no longer deny that God is there, God is present, and God is in charge. I'd like to invite you to reread this passage, but maybe, and take it very personally, maybe even insert your own name in there to make it a very personal promise. Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.